Hello? Am I on the air with MTRadio.net? I'm from MTRadio.net!
This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Deep behind enemy lines, FEMA Sector 8. A lot going on.
They're closing in on us lately.
Militarization of local police departments is the topic tonight. And we have in the house.
Yeah. Yourself? Me.
All right. And
I'm that guy, Roy.
Yeah. And we're going to do... Oh, I got a few headlines here. Ebola, still going crazy in West Africa.
It's moved out of the country in the jungles and into the city centers, it seems like now.
Yeah, that's pretty freaky, too.
I don't know. Do you think that'll turn airborne?
There's no telling. It might just outbreak and millions of people in Africa are going to die. And then it'll just spread. Unless they just firebomb everything and kill everyone and kill the virus before it spreads.
You know, it's good for business, though, because then the construction guys can come in and rebuild and government contractors. And
yeah, perfect.
Well, that's why we need to decimate it with the drones and the military and completely flatten it so we can come in and Halliburton and Serco can all come in and rebuild. That's a very good idea.
Yeah, just, you know, nuke everything. That takes care of the whole thing. Yeah. The virus, it's all gone.
Well, the thing with nuking is you're going to soil a lot of the natural resources that you can exploit, you know? You don't want to cut your nose off to spite your face.
Yeah, only for a couple hundred years.
Well, I guess it depends on what kind of nukes you would use. It could be like 50, 60,000 years.
Yeah, that's true. That would be an issue. That would be a serious issue.
Well, don't those thermonuclear ones just kind of rip the flesh off the bone without ruining the upholstery? That sort of thing.
What's the one that goes off where you can see the flash? Like you can see the shadow of people. It obliterates them so fast. They'll just put their shadow on the wall.
That's what they did in Nevada.
That's what they had in Japan. Yeah. There was lots of people.
You could just see their shadow.
Yep, the H-bomb.
Is it the hydrogen? Is that the one that just leaves just leaves the shadow?
Yeah.
Just a trace.
Faint wisp of what you once were.
The Ukraine. I think that's getting underplayed in the media.
Keeps getting better over there.
I was watching that today. It's heating up a little bit. The Ukrainians are saying, stand down, sending in troops, and grabbing the people that are supporting Russia.
I forgot to introduce also, we have Ed. Big Ed.
Hello.
Billings native. Thank in the
you.
House.
Now, did you catch the interesting sidelight on the whole Ukraine thing with the U.S. dollar over there? They've opened up the Silk Highway back to China to move oil and everything across, and they're no longer trading oil, Russia and China, in U.S. dollars.
Well, we saw that coming.
Yeah.
That had to have come in. George Orwell told everybody that was going to happen. So it's always going to be a power play between the three, between Oceania, East Asia, Eurasia, Russia, China, and the U.S. It will always be a power play. Oh, Oceania has always been at war with Eurasia. Oceania has never been at war with Eurasia. We've always been friends with Eurasia, and just the way that they use the Ministry of Truth to refer. And it's always going to be those three superpowers.
The Ministry of Truth, making sure you believe everything we say.
It's the same. Animal Farm, the three farms. And Animal Farm was in the middle, and the three farms always played. That was what he was telling with that. But do you see that blowing up into something bigger in the Ukraine?
Seems like a distraction, really, from what they got going
from
on.
What Putin really wants, maybe.
They just want to split the Ukraine up. I mean, the EU basically got the lion's share of it, and Russia got the little bit of Kiev, not Kiev, but Crimea River.
It's too bad that it just sits on such a large oil supply. Because if it wasn't sitting on oil, those people might be able to live in peace. But sitting on that much oil, and the people can't figure out what to do with it. Like the people in North Dakota are just like, oh, I'll just sell everything to the government, these oil companies, and soil all the water. I don't care. But as soon as those people out in the Bakken say, well, we don't want to sell oil to the government, you watch what happens in North Dakota.
Eminent domain.
It'll be Red Dawn. Like, you will sell the oil that's under your feet, or you die.
And it's already happened in North Dakota.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty much that way. Either you sell out, or... Yeah.
You own the land, but they get to go on it and take whatever they want from underneath it. And destroy the land in the process.
Yep, and your water and everything. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Tap.
Well, there's big news. Dancing with the Stars last night was the Disney night.
So, was it?
Yes.
Oh my god.
So it was the largest viewing audience on a fucking Monday night show. I thought that was, we need to bring
for
that
for Dancing
up.
With the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars. It was the Disney edition. It was, I sound like an idiot saying this. I love that show. It's fucking great.
Brain dancing with the Stars.
It is. That is brain dead, total nonsense television at its best. It's just nothing but fucking best attractive people dancing or acting like idiots. All right.
I mean, some of them get together pretty good little routines, and the chicks on that show are hot.
Oh, breathtaking. Every time. Breathtaking women, and the dance routines are fucking second to none. Disney needs to send us some advertising money for that. Uh-huh. There was I saw a commercial the other day, Matt Rosendale. He's U.S. Republican candidate. I'm not even sure what he's running. It says for the House. So I don't know if he's running for senator, if he's running for state senate. But he had an awesome commercial where he shoots the drone. You see this?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, I have seen that.
So I wanted to give him, I mean, I'm sure he's just some corrupt lawyer or whatever and worships money, but we'll see. That was a pretty awesome commercial. Sitting there, shoots the drone.
Yeah, he just released it yesterday.
It's pretty cool. We don't want the NSA spying on us and everything, and just standing there holding a gun. That was pretty ballsy. You know,
Can I pose a question?
Absolutely.
What does everyone think as a quote-unquote drone? What do you think a drone really is? Do you think it's...
unmanned aircraft.
Okay, but that's a broad spectrum.
And well, it doesn't have to be an aircraft. There can be ground drones, water drones, air drones as well. Shit, you could have drones.
I think I dated a drone once.
So that's swinging through the trees.
You bring up a good point. Yeah, when we do say drone, we are talking, I'm saying aircraft, unmanned aircraft. That's what I mean when I say it.
Those are the pretty scary ones. They come in and they shoot hellfire missile through your front door.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait till the helicopter ones come. The helicopter ones are the ones that are going to do surveillance on us.
So does that mean that if I'm a hobbyist flying remote control helicopters, does that really mean I'm flying a drone?
Yes.
Why?
Technically.
If it's a hobby of mine and I'm not, you know.
If there's not a camera attached
to
it.
Not,
yeah. Or not a camera.
Or a missile.
So,
if you got cameras or missiles on it, then.
Why does that differentiate a drone and a hobby helicopter?
Maybe once you put a camera on it.
You don't have the power to use what you're finding about me and stuff me in prison forever or make some shit up or come steal what I have.
But so, you, really, in the long run.
What do you mean?
If I can find out your address, I can find out your first and last name, and I can find out whatever you need me to find out about you.
Oh, you can go on instantcheckmate.com and find out whatever you want about anybody.
They don't know shit about me, though.
Sean, should we tell them what we found about him? I'm just kidding. We didn't even look you up. The next day, we were like, we should have looked up Farrell. What were we thinking? We looked up everybody else.
I remember that thing you did when you were 12 years old.
Damn it. I masturbated alone in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. 11 years sinning against God. Hard labor.
You're going to go blind.
I just shaved my balls today. It's been a big problem. They keep getting... the hair keeps growing back. Whatever. Hairy balls. So, the son of a senior Calgary police officer stands accused of the worst mass homicide in the city's history in Canada.
That was the son. Yeah. He was the son of a police officer?
Yeah.
Of course he was.
Unprovoked stabbing deaths of 5 people earlier Tuesday at a house party celebrating the end of their university term. Whoa, big party, we're going to kill everyone. Ah, fuck, is it too soon? Yeah, these were all good kids. There's no question about that. They did nothing wrong, and nothing that they did contributed to what happened to them, said Police Chief Rick Hansen.
Something happened.
So 4 men and a woman from 22 to 27, 4 men and a woman, ranging in the ages between, so that's who was killed. That's a tragedy. Too bad. I wonder what provoked that. I bet you this dude was on, like, Prozac or some sort of serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Because all of these crazy mass killers are always on those drugs.
I want to know more. What's going on with the knife killers now? That's like the new trend now, I guess. Is the times. Oh, yeah. What about the Pittsburgh? Was it in Pittsburgh? Where the kid flips out?
I don't know. Somewhere, yeah.
Cars.
Right, somebody they threatened 2 other kids the night before, and that's all they've said so far.
Well. Yeah, what is with the knifings? Knivings.
Gotta take away all the knives.
Well, you know, we can't do it like we used to do it and just bring a gun to school, so now we gotta bring a knife. You don't know if I got a gun. You don't know if I got a knife. That's how the ball game
to the gun
plays.
No, don't bring your knife to the gunfight.
Well, of course not.
I remember when I was in school, half the kids lived on ranches, showed up in trucks, and they had 2 guns in the back window and 1 under the seat. Mm-hmm. Every day at school, there was never a shooting.
Oh.
You got mad at somebody, you did it the old-fashioned way, you beat their ass.
What about the what about the shooting at the Jewish Center in Kansas? Did you hear about that? he was a white supremacist, a big time grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. They had videotape of him from when he was younger, and he was a spokesman. But he went to 2 Jewish centers, community centers in Kansas, and shot and killed 3 people. And he was fully armed. He had way more guns. He could have done.
I watched an interview with the sheriff, and he's, we're reluctant to say this is a hate crime yet at this point.
As he's screaming Heil Hitler out of the back of the police car. Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler! This 70-year-old whack job.
Yeah, grand dragon of the KKK, but we're like, not going to admit this is a hate crime.
Can't you come up with a new reason to hate Jews? I mean, this was like recycling the same old shit. Come on. Because don't people recycle the hate for Jews like every 60, 70 years and they come up with something new?
It keeps coming back around. And the crazy thing is, I look at the world stuff and the Jews and Israel really don't have much in common. But half the world hates us because of what's going on in Israel. That's why they hate the U.S. You know what the Israelis are doing to the Palestinians, but you speak to the Jews that are from Israel and they're like, what are we doing to those people and why?
Well, I don't understand. Like these shootings at Jewish centers throughout the U.S. happen on a regular basis. They do happen regularly. Mm-hmm. And they still don't have armed guards outside of these places. It just doesn't make sense. Just have armed guards. I mean, I'm not talking about Darth Vader's in all black with AK-47s and hand grenades, you know, strapped to them looking like commando. But there's men in suits, you know, men in suits, and you know that they're armed. They can have a hidden fire. You know that they're armed. Everybody knows what they're there for.
Who's funding these guys to be out there anyways?
What's that?
Some armed guards at the Jewish Center? Is there a fund for that?
There should be. Why is there not? After all these years of shootings? I mean, these happen on a regular basis. I don't...
Isn't that what you pay tithings for at church?
Yes, you would think. You would think maybe one of these parishioners or...
I mean, our schools have armed guards. I've been to many schools, high schools and stuff, have armed guards.
Some of them.
Churches for a long time had armed guards standing at them. I don't know why that would have ever stopped. But... Can't stop a determined martyr, right?
I want armed guards all around my house, really.
Well, that'd be great.
Mainly to protect me from the SWAT teams that are going around kicking in doors and shooting people.
That's nice thing, and I want an escort just to ride around with me so when I get pulled over, I'm safe.
Yeah.
Like a whole camera crew just to make sure you're not getting set up or...
Like...
Well, that doesn't even seem to matter anymore. You see cops all the time in videos and stuff that are beating people up and everything else. They don't care.
Every day you see a new story, that's for sure. And in fact, that's the topic of tonight's show. We'll be getting more into the whole police state as the night progresses.
Right? Militarization.
The second segment will be coming into that a lot.
The Billings Police Department. I'm sorry. My name is Ed Kelly, if you want my address. This is it.
No, they already know who you are.
You don't have to do that. They've done watching. Voice print scan analysis already. Yeah.
419.
Dude, there's a satellite 4 miles out in the sky that way, just shooting a
smiling, waving.
Here we go. Light out there that's slightly dim and flickering. For Wyoming. There's a drone flying around right in front of it.
Number 14.
All right, stop.
The Billings Police Department. Stop.
Come on
is
down.
Drop.
We'll have a party.
Amen, Billings Police Department. Please.
Oh, and I didn't say I received a text earlier. It looks like David Rockefeller will be making an appearance at the end of the show, so stay tuned. Yeah. It will be the third blowjob on the air for Mr. David Rockefeller.
I can't wait to suck his cat.
I can't wait again to do it. This is going to be a good evening. I wanted to wait a little while before I said that because I just received the confirmation text.
Sweet.
It's looking like we are also going to have super celebrity call in here, probably the second or third segment too. So, want to stay tuned for that? I can't wait.
Should be good. Davey boys coming. Can't wait to see little Davey. Little Davey Rockefeller.
No, it's good. I'm always excited when his plane lands and it's the whole entourage.
Oh, he's not as little as his name suggests.
He's big in stature.
Very large penis.
Very large. Oh, God. Can't fit thing in my mouth. The shooting that happened, was it yesterday in town here?
Monday night, about 11 o'clock.
Is that the one over on off State Street in Jefferson?
Yeah. They were just driving, minding their own business. Next thing you know, they got pulled over and dude reached down to scratch his leg and he got shot to death.
I wish our sound guy would have stayed here. He knew people that were directly involved and knew the whole story. And
that's what he said.
He told me not to say much. I don't even know what I can say. I was like, why even tell me this then? He told me all the juicy details that aren't in the Police Gazette article.
Apparently, there may have been a connection to that shooting on Sunday in the Santa Fe Arms.
Yes.
This was supposedly maybe one of the suspects from that they ended up shooting yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And I guess he died?
But you never know. I mean, you don't know. They don't know. They're just saying that to cover their ass so far. I don't know. You know, it's hard to tell. You don't know what to believe out of these people's mouths anymore. You know, media spins.
It's all secondhand to me.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't there. If I could, you know, if I was there to see it all and videotaped it, they'd probably shoot me and take my video camera.
I know somebody that works at 3G's, and I know the inside story. The guy was, his hand was stuck. And he could not get both hands up, so they shot him. And that's what I know. And this person I know works at 3G's and has for several years.
Hand got stuck? I don't know. That sounds like a police
incident. We'd like to know what our listeners think. If you guys know something, we'll start taking calls a little early tonight.
Absolutely.
Sure.
406-545-4496.
I want to know, did they find a weapon on this individual?
It said in the paper that they did not. No weapon in the vehicle. It said nothing about drugs in the vehicle.
It would have said drugs if they
nothing. Found. If they found stuff, do you think they'd have been like,
oh, yeah, they would have immediately been like, oh, yeah. And he was in, they would have been throwing his whole past record out there.
Oh, he had drugs and he was high.
Oh, yeah.
He was high.
And he was 14. He got caught getting high. He's a fucking trafficker.
Whatever. These police, man, they just like to kill people. That's pretty much how that goes.
It seems to be happening all over.
See, and I don't get that. I used to be military police, went to the academy and everything, and we were taught use, and this is something that got me about the Rodney King case and all the police brutality cases. They always ask, did anybody use excessive force? Well, try to define it. What's excessive force? It can't be done. But when you turn it around to what we were trained, did you exceed the minimum amount of force necessary to control the situation? That can be defined very easily. You know, just hold the person on the ground. There's the minimum amount of force needed to control the situation. Wait till backup shows up. Handcuff them and take them away. I don't think beating them with your nightsticks and PR-24s and shooting people is using the minimum amount of force necessary in a situation.
Yeah, I agree. It seems more and more they're using this, what they call pain compliance, to get if someone doesn't follow an order right away, if you're not complying to what they tell you to do, like, let me show me both your hands. Keep your hands in sight, and your hand is stuck, or you know, you got an itch, or you're just nervous, or anything, anyways, because the cops are crazy. You just think you're gonna die every time you get in contact with them. I mean, people twitch. People get nervous, man.
Yeah, people get cops, really nervous around.
What are they so afraid of that they have to shoot everybody? Mm-hmm. It's not like people are running around shooting cops all over the place.
Hell no.
You have some good statistics there coming up, too.
Actually, yeah, I'll pull those out after, in the second segment. But, yeah, there's totally... The police are just a bunch of scared little chicken necks that wear bulletproof vests and Darth Vader armor and go around shooting people for just because they... I felt threatened.
Well, I found a statistic that was very eye-opening. Law enforcement salaries. Law enforcement salaries have moved up into the top 2% of wage earners in this country. They talk about the 1%. Law enforcement salaries, on average, have moved up into the 2%. Hmm. So they're just under the 1%ers. Frightening amounts of money. There was... New Jersey is the highest paying state for state police and city police. And
what
they're
those
paying,
boys
pay? They're paying people on average of $250,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Detectives are making over $200,000. Just regular, from sergeant to detectives are making $200,000. They said they found like six people in one little office that were making $276,000 a year.
And that's without kickbacks or extortion?
That's just their wage. That's not medical. That's not benefits. That's not retirement. That's just
a quarter million dollars.
That's annual. That's a year. Annual salary. Overtime. Yeah.
Quarter million dollars a year for the police to get paid. Why don't they pay teachers that?
Well, because. You know, like to shit on teachers.
Yeah, educate people rather than try to regulate people.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Absolutely. Well, that was another thing we were going to speak about.
To defend themselves instead of invest all this money in law enforcement. You can take that money easily and teach whole communities ways to defend themselves, gun safety, things of that nature. You know, threat levels, when you should use your defense, your firearm for defense. If you're this much threatened, you know, you go from a low threat level to an extremely, I'm afraid for my life, threat level, you know, that's how much force you should use, but what the threat level is, not someone move their hand is not threat enough to shoot them
dead. For murder.
I remember talking to old-time cops that said they never had to pull their gun. They went their whole career, you know, 25 years, and never had to pull their gun on anybody. You know, never had to shoot anybody. I wonder how many police after 25 years now could say that they've never had to draw their weapon.
Oh, no. They draw them every day on a random routine traffic stop. They're drawing their weapon.
You wouldn't be earning your salary if you weren't shooting people and bullying and getting...
If there's any police out there listening, give us a call. 406-545-4496.
Love to hear from you.
Because if there's good people in law enforcement still, they should be arresting all of the bad ones in law enforcement. Why aren't you? And I got that. I want to ask you that. Call me up. Tell me. Kappa.
Yeah, you know, since when was it ever okay for a law enforcement officer to hold people down and take their blood? I mean, I forgot, in Soviet Russia, that was totally cool.
Is that the kind of country that you people want your children to grow up in?
That's where we're living. It's closing in all around us.
That shit'll come home to roost on you. I mean, technically, if you're in law enforcement, you're not getting a pension anyways. Because that's all getting sucked away.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're thinking you're doing and getting some kind of power or reflected glory out of or some kind of security to pay your mortgage and raise your kids, it's not going to be there for you. The whole rug's going to get pulled out from underneath you.
That's what it is. You're in law enforcement. It's like the mentality is, well, I just do as boss says. Boss says I need to beat this person up or torture these people. Hey, I don't want to.
It's just policy.
Boss says, policy. And I gotta feed my babies and do what boss says. Mm-hmm. Like, don't give me that crap, you fucking phonies. It's bullshit. You're just bullies and you're fucking phonies and fucking come arrest me if it's a problem.
That's what they want to do. I don't want that. Mom's squeaky clean. You come arrest me, I'll sue you personally. You tell about your mortgage. Try paying a mortgage when you owe me money.
Because it's real soon going to turn into always having to have your ID on you and always coming to just stop and
in New York, it's already like that with the stop and frisk and everything. You carry your ID with you and prove
it'll
who you
here.
Are.
It'll be here nationwide real soon.
You know, part of that comes back to how they're funded, these agencies like this. It's not just the police department. They're funded on showing need. How do they show need? They make more arrests. The more arrests they make, the more need they can show, the more funding they get.
Well, I just
that's read a vicious circle.
Well, I just read an article, even a worse vicious circle, is the Department of Defense, the federal police force in D.C., will give local police departments an MRAP, you know, the vehicle anti-mine, give them a bunch of these guns, give them all this technology and everything.
It's part of the 1033 program.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But doesn't, and they say, oh, it's free, so it doesn't cost anything. It maintenance, you have to, there's all sorts of fees that are accrued, and they've completely militarized all local police forces across this country, because the Department of Defense is giving as a gift. They're such givers, giving us these great gifts from the military-industrial complex to all the local police forces, and it's disturbing. Red Robin 6 months ago. They had the police there working his way. They had the big Billings SWAT team vehicle out there. It's scary, and people are just like, oh, it's cool. Oh, go get a picture with the kids. And fucking kidding me? Are you joking?
It's indoctrination.
Yeah, it's absolutely indoctrination.
Citizenship,
comrade. It absolutely is.
It's getting the public used to seeing that military and
desensitization all the way. Just totally desensitizing to it.
Slave training. I call it prison slave training to teach us all to be good prisoners, good little slaves. Don't act out. Don't, you know, you're not supposed to carry your own gun with you. We, only the military, only the police can have weapons of that nature.
Mm-hmm. And they pry them from my cold, dead fingers.
Right. See, that
horses don't need whips.
That is the problem right now. Horses don't need whips.
That's my favorite Soviet propaganda I ever read, was horses don't need whips.
And that's what we argue. I mean, as far as there's resistance against all this stuff, to a degree. But we're one false flag away. We're one nuke blowing up in Chicago away from everyone having to stop and frisk nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Curfew, martial law, everybody be where they're supposed to. If you're not in your designated area, you will be arrested. Shot on sight. Make that shot on sight. You will be shot on sight.
You got to turn people into terrorists. What has to happen is the Reichstag has to burn again. Just like we all know what Hitler did. You burn down one of the main governments. You burn down the White House. Or you burn down the Capitol building, and you blame it on whoever you've chosen as the enemy, and the checkpoints begin. The checkpoints and the checklists and the gun lists and all these lists. So keep your eyes open, because they're really pushing for it.
I really like what happened with the Clive and Bundy.
Mm.
That is a great thing right there.
Good
topic. The government did finally back down on that and pull out with the FBI, the BLM, and all the rest of the armed guys they had there, because the citizens showed up, and there were quite a few of them, and they were very well armed.
Oh, yeah, the video of it. Did you see the video where they had the fence, and they have the one ATF police guy, and he's like, you need to de-escalate the situation to the good old cowboys. Like, no, you need to leave. And he keeps saying, you need to de-escalate the situation. Cowboys like, no, you need to leave. And then finally, after saying that back and forth 10 times, it was almost like juvenile playground from swing shit. All right, fine, you can have a fucking swing. Fine,
yeah, fuck. Swing, man.
You hit me, I'm going to hit you twice as hard. It's going to be a 2-hit deal.
Oh, that would have been tough to kill all. That would have been a lot of good old boys getting killed. That's not like Waco. That wasn't like a bunch of outsiders outside of society and stuff. That was some good old boys.
Yeah, it's not the first close call we've had when they shut down all the memorials and everything. A lot of the vets went to the Washington Memorial, and they were there, and they were going to call out the FBI and everybody else to get them out of there because the memorial was closed, and they basically said, we're not leaving, and if you send the FBI and the guard and everybody else in, we're going to go home, get our guns, come back, and it's going to start right here and now. And they backed down real quick and let the vets go in.
Hmm.
Well, didn't they take and tear down some barriers and throw the barriers around and all that stuff too?
They tore the barriers down. Cool. Everything.
Yeah. They're going to go back in.
It's power of numbers.
There's power in numbers. And that whole Clive and Bundy thing, that was just the imagery of that, just the government actually backing off from enough people gathering together and peacefully just backing them, resisting. Mm-hmm. And said, look, you all aren't doing this. Y'all need to leave. We ain't leaving. This is just what I'm saying. More people need to gather together and do this on a regular basis. If everyone did this there's reasons to gather and fight against the government every day. They're doing injustices to people.
things going on that are worthy causes of masses of people to get behind. So there's no shortage of that tyranny that's going on. If people need to get together like this more, this is a good example. Now let's keep doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it worked back in the 60s. Back then, you've seen instead the government send the police in, although they did send a lot of police in with things like the Chicago 10 and the Democratic Convention, Kent State, stuff like that. Primarily, they tried sending in the military, the Guard and the regular active duty army. And nobody was armed there. People got shot. And I think a lot of people remember that. And they say, we're not going to get shot. And they're starting to stand together again. You know, for a long time, we were told we couldn't stand together. Our voice didn't count. And people are starting to realize there's a voice out there, and well, it counts.
All you got to do is just get together and do it. To let them tell you you can't.
Well, we're still armed in this country. A lot of parts of this world, most parts of this world, aren't armed. They cannot. Yeah. They cannot.
Exactly.
They cannot stand up on their feet. Mm-hmm. And that's why anybody in this country that is for gun confiscation, that is against Second Amendment, I am not your friend. You are the enemy. And that's free, because that's the only thing that gives you a voice, really. And it's not even, you don't have to own guns to support the Second Amendment. I mean, you don't have to be you can just being able to have the access to them. I understand that that's a, people say it's a God-given, unalienable right. No, it's not.
To defend yourself.
That's a rugged individualist right that you better seize yourself, because most of this world isn't given that God-given right. If it's a God-given right, then we would all have the firearms, and there would be no tyranny. But it is not a God-given right. It's a self-obtained, you take it yourself right. So don't ever forget that.
I always find it interesting when people ask me, well, why do you own guns? What do you need guns for? And I try to explain to them that, especially out here, Montana, Wyoming and stuff, it's like owning a hammer or a screwdriver or any other tool that's in your toolbox. It's a tool that has a purpose, it has a use. Use it appropriately and it's fine. Screw up with your hammer, you're getting a really bruised thumb. You know, screw up with your gun, somebody's going to get hurt really bad. Know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a tool.
And that tool is the only reason those sheriffs and ATF and all those government robots fucking back down.
And you know what? All those guys that were facing down the government people, they knew one thing really well: good gun control.
Mm-hmm.
When to take it out and how to aim it.
Yeah. it means using two hands.
You know,
that was a bunch of cowboys on horseback.
Yeah,
that was super cool. They can't on YouTube
awesome.
Show the ATF or whoever them. Who was those guys? Even there was the BLM. Who was even these guys? Who was these lads?
Same thing. They just dress up the same people. They send their little death squad around the country, and they dress them up. Oh, today we're ATF. Today we're BLM. Oh,
today we're
FBI next week, bro. We're doing that raid.
The sad thing is they're probably more afraid of shooting the horse than the person. If they'd have shot all the horses, too, they'd have really had people mad at him.
Yeah. Oh, man. These people are only tough guys because they have the state backing them. And they have a whole other team of men with body armor and machine guns. Ooh. Wow.
Snipers.
Don't mess with you. You're a real toughie. Joke. Picking on... And half of these SWAT raids, they go to the wrong place. It'd be one thing if their intelligence was like airtight in like every raid they did and no innocent people were getting... But all sorts of innocent people are getting shot and killed and private properties being destroyed, and it's like they don't... It's the idiots fucking running the circus. It doesn't even make sense.
The inmates are running
the inmates are running
now.
Yes.
That's sick. So yeah, we're gonna go to some Montana music out here, I think, in a minute here.
Sure.
Whenever we're ready. But if you want to call in after the break, it's 406-545-4496. You're listening to the Intel Scanner, but once it gets inside you, you never want it out.
Oh, baby.
On mtradio.net.
Been. If I
You are listening to mtradio.net.
So here we are back with the intel scanner. Tuesday night. Rock and roll.
It's another crazy night here in B-Town. The 4-0 sickness.
4-0 sickness.
It's magic.
It's treasure state.
The magic city.
Treasure it. So yeah, it's a magical night. I saw a mermaid earlier.
Really?
Glistening, riding a unicorn?
Glistening on the pond, riding a winged unicorn.
Was it one of the mutant hybrids that was discussed? Was it?
Leaving a fairy dust chemtrail in its wake.
I got something pixie dust.
With a camera mounted to its neck.
As soon as I pulled out my camera, they disappeared. Alas.
That always happens. Alas.
But then the pink elephant came back. I still can't get him. He's a quick little sucker.
I love those DTs. Cheap high.
Yeah.
Doesn't cost anything.
Remember when those black military helicopters went over right over our heads? Yeah. And we got out and looked.
There's several of them. 50 feet in the air.
Right over our heads. Right over across Billings.
Fast. Did you guys see the two fighter jets yesterday doing touch and goes up the airport?
No.
Yeah, they're coming in, did a couple touch and goes, and then took off. Come flying in nice and quiet. You couldn't hear them until they were gone.
Fighters like F-16s?
Yeah. Huh.
Nice. Getting ready to take out the good old boys.
Taking them out. But, you know, they're just getting ready for war. They're trying to get some kind of war going. Somewhere.
That's something that's been coming for a while. When I was in the military and did my training, and I was in, 1980-something-4, and military police, what they were training us for, there was total urban warfare. I mean, we spent all of our time running down the sides of buildings and jumping through windows face first and stuff like that. We didn't do any training for what we thought was traditional combat. It was all urban warfare in cities and towns, and that's what they started training everybody for.
And that's what they're doing with all the police are doing joint drills with a lot of the military getting trained to do the same thing. Now, what exactly, when they train to do a specific type of fighting, they usually are going to war to do that type of fighting. Like before Vietnam, they were training to fight in the jungles.
Yep.
And then now they're training to fight in urban areas. Where are they going to fight in urban areas? Where do you think?
That's going to take place. Look at what their justification is. They say war on drugs and terrorism. All the terrorists that are coming up have been government provocateured, and all the drugs that are coming in are all government drugs. So, I mean, it's all government, state-created issues. We have anniversary. It's the 41st year of War on Drugs, 2014.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, let's give
it a round of applause. We're winning.
War on Drugs.
We are winning the war on drugs.
I just want to thank the U.S. government. I feel a lot safer. 41 years. Seems what a fucking joke.
It's a war of drugs.
It's
the biggest failure since the DARE program.
Well, it's not a... No, failure. This is a big win. Are you crazy? Look at the war on drugs. It's a big, huge corporate pyramid scheme. People at the top getting everything, and you got all the shit rolling downhill to the very bottom, where you got people getting in trouble for selling government drugs and getting sent to government prison. After all the lawyers and judges and rehab centers and probation officers and prison guards and DEA and all the people that are making all the money off of drugs, at the very bottom, you have the people that are sitting in government prison for selling government drugs.
Yep. Inmate labor programs.
And this isn't anything new either. It started even before the war on guns with USAID and Air America running the opium and heroin out of Cambodia, Laos, and Thailand. That extended clear into the 80s. Then the Iran-Contra scandal, trading guns for drugs to the Contras.
Absolutely.
I mean, it just goes and goes and goes with all the CIA-backed drugs that are moved around the world.
Cocaine importing agency. And that brings up the point that... That brings up the point that by now, the American people, after 41 years, better realize... So this is what the government wants you to believe, 41 years in the war on drugs. A bunch of lawyers and bureaucrats and smart, educated people out in Washington, D.C., after 41 years, can't figure out how drugs are coming into this country. 41 years!
Hmm.
And these Ivy League educated lawyers and smart... We just can't figure it out. All this money we've spent... And we just can't figure it out. 41 years? What a fucking joke. Americans need to wake up. Absolutely wake up.
We've got around 25% of the world's population, but we got 75% of the world's prison population, and most of those are in there on drug-related charges.
Mm-hmm. Well, people better get scared, because if the war on terrorism is going to go anything like the war on drugs, where do you think we're going to be in 30 years? Where how far are we?
I'm going to be 11. In jail for
we're
dead.
13 years into the war on terror.
All of us are.
where do we see the war on terror in 20, 30 years? Do we see it de-escalating? Or do we see the government throwing a whole bunch more money at it and escalating this problem into just a big, huge corporate money-making scheme? Which way do we see it going?
Well, I think they'd like money, it seems like. They don't really care about the American people.
They love gulag systems. They love stuffing people in prison.
How is it that these elected officials supposedly keep getting elected when nobody likes them anyways? They just keep getting in there through the rigged elections?
It's all rigged. There's no such thing as elections. Anybody who votes is fooling themselves.
I agree 100% on that.
Yeah, the popular vote's been overturned by the Electoral College more than once. And even going clear back, you know, when everything was set up, Republicans, Democrats, Francis Bacon said, don't do it. Two-party system, it's never going to work. It's always going to be corrupt. There's no checks and balances in a two-party system.
No, you need a permanent body, like Alexander Hamilton said. Yep. To check the imprudence of democracy, you need a permanent body. Mm-hmm. And the permanent body is oligarchy. And that's Machiavelli. He'll tell you.
All hail the king.
I mean the government of America. I mean, the government of America, if you look at it at the beginning, was set up purely on Machiavelli principles. Obviously, they all just passed around Machiavelli, and we're just like, yeah. No, this is how you run a government. Yep. This is how you set up a system that will forever favor the people we put into power right now. And it's been that way ever since.
What gets me is the fact that our democracies last longer than any other democracy in history.
We can't call it a democracy anymore.
It's supposed to be a democratic republic.
We are a democracy. Yeah.
Per se. But, you know, it doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes. And the people that are counting the votes now are the people that you're voting for. I mean, who owns all those black boxes? Some politicians?
It's a company out of Spain, a computer company out of Spain that's owned by some shell company that's owned by George Soros.
Oh, yeah,
They traced it back to George Soros owns the voting machines in this country through some bullshit company in Spain.
Isn't that the guy behind this whole Ukrainian deal?
Very well could be.
I mean, a lot of it, he's kind of the EU's guy, ain't he? George Soros, he's the guy.
And his son is, I guess, some big shit too. Young guy. And just has all the money and all the connections. But, like, the police state in Ukraine, what do you think about that police state? Think that's coming here? You think that's coming here on an all-out building? You see them fortifying with tires and garbage at state buildings. And
they don't have guns.
You already see
apparently.
That.
They don't have guns.
The big concrete barricades they put around them now that keep you from driving into them and things like that. Like when you go into an Army Guard unit, I noticed this down in Sheridan right away, at the Army Guard unit, you've got to drive the big concrete barricades that used to separate lanes in the highway. Mm-hmm. They put those out and you have to drive and zigzag through them to get into the place so that nobody can come speeding in and crash it or anything like that. And they're doing that all over the place around government buildings now.
Pretty soon it'll start to be barbed wire, and then when the gun turrets come, it'll be just like George Orwell said it would be.
Mm-hmm. And there'll be military on every corner.
Checkpoints.
Do you have your paperwork?
And then we will move into the last days of the proletariat.
I don't think there'll be a burning of the books because they don't have to print books anymore. They're all on the internet. They're all electronic. They can just delete them or write whatever they want to write.
Touch them a button. Change them.
Yeah. Change them.
Yeah, change them. You know, history's going to be rewritten to serve whoever's in power at the time anyway.
The Iron Heel's been rewritten. The inspector has a copy of the Iron Heel from the 50s or 40s, and I have one that was from 2011, and it's been altered. Mm-hmm. It originally came out in 1907, and it's changed. So, I mean, they are changing books as we speak.
And that's been going on forever. I mean, you go all the way back to when they first wrote the Bible, and at the Council of Nicaea, they left out whole sections of it. They said, the general public can actually understand this, so we'll put it in, but this one might confuse them. We're leaving that out.
Yeah, that'd have been better. The Bible gets really bogged down as it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They could have slimmed it down even more. There's a lot of bog down.
You could just trim the fat.
They could trim the fat big time on that one. They could have trimmed the fat on that one. Mm-hmm. Who do these people think they were? Stephen King doing this big old
epic adventure.
I mean, it's good, but it ain't it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No, just kidding.
Some good stuff.
So here, absolutely. I love the Bible. Militarization of the... Do you think it's money? Do you think it's these high salaries? Because they are earning extremely exorbitant high salaries.
I don't think it's so much that as... When they go through the training, I've been through some of this training, it's behavior modification on about a fifth grade level. I mean, things are just drilled into your head over and over and over and over again until you comply and say, oh, yeah, that is the way you see it, and then start doing it.
Just for everybody listening, Roy here was military police
yes.
in the Army. Mm-hmm. So, and that's our guest for this evening. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that, so they know who they're listening to. Excellent. And you're 100% correct.
But I reserve the right to be totally wrong and full of bullshit at any given point in time.
welcome to the Intel Scanner.
This is all we are.
We already are. What were some of the craziest things? What were some of the craziest law enforcement? You don't have to name any dates or places. What were some craziest things you saw in law enforcement, in the military?
Craziest things? Oh, God, where do I start? The two things that stick out the most in my mind: sitting on top of a building with a gun pointed at our own people in the middle of a big city. Wow. That was when I was on what's called an SRT team, Special Reaction Team. It's the Army's version of a SWAT team. And they're doing crowd control. They were worried about rioters coming up and throwing satchel bombs onto the steps of the building and stuff that we were out. The other one
Wait, is, was this in the United States?
Yes. Yep.
God, I don't want to ask so many questions, but...
This is in the United States. It was at an institute of research where supposedly they did animal research. And in all honesty and fairness, I've been inside that institute numerous times. Doing security, and there really wasn't any going on there, but people thought there was, so we had a lot of people trying to shut it down and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. But the single craziest thing I've seen, we had a guy on the force, and this guy just pushed my buttons, because he was one of the ones where a lot of times the people that should be in law enforcement won't go into it because they see how crazy it is, and the people that shouldn't do. This is this little bitty short guy that had obviously been bullied most of his life, would come on duty every night, put on these short black leather gloves that barely covered his hands with the fingertips cut out, and start pounding his fists together, and he was going to go out every night and get him some DUIs and find somebody to beat up every single night. And I just wanted to take this guy out back and take my nightstick and beat him someday. And unfortunately, I couldn't because he outranked me and I'd have gotten a whole bunch of trouble, but man, I wanted to. That was probably the craziest thing, was this guy day in and day out, and the system promoted that.
Exactly.
I mean, he had the highest arrest record on base. He pulled over more people than anybody else on base. And it was just crazy. And he was totally rewarded for that. And to say that there's not a system out there that rewards that as being good behavior is totally wrong. It does happen. The people that are getting more arrests, that are getting more convictions, things like that, that's taken notice of. Now, whether or not it's actually written into the policies that it's rewarded or not, it is taken note of, and those are people that move ahead into supervisory positions that are training the new people coming up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and that is really the problem.
We have a caller.
We have a caller.
Excellent. Love callers. You're on the air. Thanks for calling in. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Victor. I'm here from the Busby, but I'm staying the Billings, too.
Well, Victor from Busby, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad there. I don't know, you guys, they're talking about the police brutality?
Absolutely.
Yeah, those guys, they arrest me and they hit me with their club because I was digging in the dumpster and I was trying to find a tall boy. And the guy just comes up and he's like, "Hey, freeze, dude!" And I'm like, "But I'm just looking." And he gets up and says, "I'm gonna tase you." And I'm like, "No." And so I start running, and he tased me, and I'm on the ground, and I'm all shaking, and I just wanted to talk to you. And so he put the cuffs on me, and then threw me in the back of the car for public intoxication or something.
Wow.
That's pretty extreme, isn't
that's
it?
That's a horrible story.
Wow, you must be one tough son of a bitch, man. He took a bunch of tasings and got and still, they didn't... Did you wind up in the hospital, or are you all right?
No, I didn't go to the hospital. That cost money.
Oh.
But I couldn't do that, no. The taste sucked, though. Like I was already drunk, and it kind of killed my buzz.
That'll happen. You got to find dumpsters to get tall boys out of that are not by the police station.
Well, it was by the Holiday and the Albertsons there on downtown the 6th Avenue.
Oh,
and-
yeah.
Well, they got the good stuff in that one.
627, yeah.
That's the best one.
Yeah, it was that dumpster, and they were pissed. I don't know.
What you got to do is just, you know, comply. When they say don't resist, don't resist.
Well, I don't know. Fuck the police, man.
Yeah. Fuck the police. Great point.
I don't want to resist, but they scare me. I'm afraid they'll beat me, and then they do, too.
They do. They like to beat people up. Well, thank you for the call. Great call in. Yes, thanks a lot.
Hey, can you donate a tall boy?
If you want to come by Puppet Master Studios, we could absolutely donate you a tall boy.
So, yeah, get on your bicycle and ride on down.
Get on up. Walk on your hands.
So that's one of our locals from Billings, apparently.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like he goes back from downtown to county jail and back and forth, so maybe we'll see him.
I remember back in the day, you could go down in Studio One, was on Montana Avenue, and there was another bar right next door. I think it was the Beacon, not the Beacon, what was the name?
Oh, next to the Porno Theater.
Yeah,
oh,
the dumpster's in the dumpster's in the alley behind there, man. You could do some great dumpster diving back there.
Huh.
That was a good spot.
That was a scary bar. That was when downtown Billings was really scary.
It's been a long time since I've had to dumpster dive.
Yeah, the other scary one is the arcade. First time I went in there was about 1982 or 83, and I had to step over some guy on the front steps that had been stabbed with a knife, and went in and told the bartender, this is how much things have changed, went in and told the bartender, and he's like, oh yeah, cops will be here in a half hour, 45 minutes maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't bother calling the ambulance. He was already down, though. There was nobody to fight back. You know, he was already down.
If you're down, you're no threat. Then.
But that brings up a good point. Like with the police, you know, they're hyping up the violent officers, and these are the officers that they're putting into training programs to train other. And is where does the problem stop? Because obviously it's escalating to a point of, I mean, we're having riots all around the country and around the world, really. But I'm just focused on the country.
The sad thing is they're trying to normalize it, too, in the media and the TV. You look at shows like Cops, and, you know, it's supposed to be a reality show. This is things way things really are, and, you know, they're beating up bad guys and stuff like that. And people are starting to, A, accept that that's the way it is and normalize it, which they shouldn't be doing. They should be outraged that they're not pissed off. They're not paying attention. And then you've got people that are in law enforcement or going into law enforcement and stuff like that. It normalizes it for them. So that when something like this actually happens, it may be minor the first couple of times, then it slowly escalates over time. You know, the longer they're out there doing it, the window gets pushed, that line gets pushed a little farther away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can watch Cops every day at 4 p.m. Whenever I get to watch it, it's absolutely sickening.
Makes me angry.
Yeah. Cops Reloaded. I mean, you can watch cops beat people up. These police officers are literally, you can watch them get physically excited and like turned on when they find just a little half gram of cocaine on some peasant. Oh God, their lives are ruined. And these police officers are joking with each other. Oh yeah, he's done. He's going to go do 8 months for what? And they're laughing about it. And like, it's a big joke and it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And it's only going to escalate because entertainment only escalates.
Mm-hmm.
What were PG-13 movies today, or are 20 years ago, 15 years ago?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, time. By far.
So, I mean, entertainment only escalates. And you could see a show like Cops absolutely becoming the forefront of absolute disgustingness. That could be because it can be manipulated through the media and be turned into absolute filth. Absolute filth. All you need
hero
is
a, out of...
people out of disgusting people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Out of disgusting people. Exactly. Turn them into heroes. Turn torturists and rapists into heroes out of law enforcement. He wears a badge. He is a great man. He is a righteous man.
I get a question. Whatever happened to when I was a kid on the side of all the police cars, it said to protect and serve. They were a public servant there to protect us from bad people. And there were some bad people out there, and they did a pretty good job of that when I was a kid. Now, I don't know who they're protecting anymore, and I'm not really sure who they're serving, but it doesn't feel like me or you.
Absolutely not.
The only thing the police officer has in B-Town on the back of their car is not "we'll protect and serve," is "you drink, we drive."
Yeah, that's been replaced by catchy little police state phrases like that.
Yeah, and it says law enforcement.
Law enforcement. There,
not public servants. They're enforcers.
Well, it's not law enforcement. It's not about trying to figure out if the laws that they're even serving are unjust. It's mm-hmm. just enforce the laws. Do what boss says. Yep. Boss says enforce the laws. That's what I do. I'm an enforcer.
Well, and there is such a thing as officer discretion out there. They don't have to write a ticket for every single thing that comes up. They really don't have to. And, you know, I can remember back in the days when we get caught drinking, being underage, we'd stand on Main Street in Buffalo, Wyoming, and have to pour out all our beer while all our friends drove by, and it was humiliating. Or if we got caught at a party, they'd haul us down to police station, call our parents, you know, but they'd wait till 3 o'clock in the morning to call our parents.
That'd give you some party.
And they would show up just pissed off because, you know, they might have been out partying too that night and have to come pick us up. And then all hell broke loose when you got home. Now, the way the system runs, they catch a kid smoking, they write him a ticket for it, they got to go to court, they wind up on some kind of BS probation thing just for getting caught smoking or caught drinking. Mm-hmm. They're going to violate the probation. They're 14 years old. They're going to get caught smoking again.
Now they've got a probation violation,
which is an adult criminal charge. It's no longer a minor charge. So now they have an adult criminal record that stays with them. They violated their probation. Now they got to go into some kind of treatment program. Then they can't complete the treatment program because, hey, they're 14 years old, you know. They're not going to comply with it for that long. They can't even maintain attention for that long. And they just wind up spiraling into the system for years and years. Mm-hmm. And the cops get to know them. And every time they see them, they pull them over. What are you doing this time, Johnny?
Yeah.
And just smoking a cigarette, man.
That's how these police officers are making their $120,000.
Probation violation. You're smoking a cigarette.
But these police officers are making their $120,000 a year, and they're making big six-figure salaries. Even just patrol cops are making big money.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find the stats on Montana. I looked for it. I couldn't find. I'm sure if I had more time, I should have.
Stats?
How much Montana, like municipal police make, how much state police make.
Oh, yeah.
I know state police are the big ones.
I bet you they don't make as much here.
I'll bet you they're at $70,000-$80,000 a year starting.
Wow.
I would think. Why would it be any different? I mean, if they're getting paid $190,200 out in New Jersey.
Wow. Seems like a lot.
Yeah, I think it depends on the size of the area. And I know, like, down Wyoming, they start in the 30s and then go up from there. But the bigger the city is, the more they get paid. So it's easy to become a small-town cop and then transfer into a big city.
Yeah. All right.
Definitely. Well, should we run the second break? Come back?
Is it getting that time? It sure is. Excellent. We're going to play some Montana music for you here on Intel Scanner.
We've got some good statistics coming up here on murdered police officers ratio to dead citizens in this country. It's going to really open your eyes here.
So kind of opens a whole can of worms.
It really does. It's a joke.
So stay tuned for that. We are broadcasting live on mtradio.net.
We'll be right back.
engines I sink. They are the same as yours. There's a mist around us. My fears are yours.
Took her home, and then it was like, man, she had to sneak her out the window.
Oh, fuck. And here we are back at the Intel Scanner. Emergency broadcast.
How many floors up were you?
It was a, kind of a nightmare.
She would have only broke her legs. Wouldn't have been dead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. You just heard some Endeavor there. And a little bit of Mud Kicker. We had to cut them short here. Before that, the first break... Some Idiot Kid Arsenal and the Cosmic Roots. These are all local Montana bands.
Cosmic Roots, my favorite local band.
It's all we play on MTRadio.net. Send us your music. We'll get you on here.
Well, the statistics that we were looking for, it's kind of hard to find exact statistics on citizens that have been killed in the United States. You can find solid numbers on the police officers that have been killed, but you cannot find really solid numbers. I mean, is that a frightening statistic there?
That's
frightening. That should be an eye-opening.
That's disturbing.
And if anybody wants to call me on that, feel free to jump on your internet and prove me wrong. Try to find some numbers, some solid ones.
How many citizens are killed by police in America each year?
You know, the one that is out there, though, is suicide by cop. They started tracking that back in the 80s as the veterans or PTSD that were committing suicide by cop. And the cops, I hate to say, were more than happy to accommodate that.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, that's what you can get partial numbers, but you can't get a whole number of all police killings of citizens in the U.S. you know, in a year. You can get like, partials, and they keep track of justified homicides, justifiable. They keep track of that, and... in the public records, you can request to get documents to, see how many was justified.
Anything else, they just like you to forget.
Justified while committing a crime, a felony, police shoot someone while committing a felony, and those are the ones that they keep track of. But if police shot someone and it was unjustified, they don't keep track of how many those are. They don't keep track of shooting of criminals that get shot and committing a crime that's not a felony. So only the felony crimes that people get shot to death get tracked up. Keep track of. And that is like 400 on average a year citizens get killed by police.
So those are the ones that save us money, right?
And those are the ones that are justified. Shootings, the police killed a guy, he was raping a girl, killed him, and that gets counted as
we don't have to spend money on them in the judicial system or the penal system.
Well, that's fine. If the police want to kill, you know, these absolute scum, I mean, that's... I don't know. Who's to judge? I mean, I mean, I guess if you're walking in, if you walk in on a crime,
how many innocent people are they shooting a year, though?
Yeah, that's the thing. If the police could get their act together and have the right intel and get the right guy and get the right houses, but they don't. I mean, we're talking like 8 times out of 10, it's something's wrong with their intel. I mean, it's frightening, and it's just to bully everybody. And
you want to say something?
Again, B-Town, what do we think about the shooting last night at the 3G State and Orchard, or State and Jackson?
State and Jackson, yeah.
About the guy that got his hands stuck in his car and could not raise both his hands. Billings Police Department shot and killed him. What do you think? You think we're going to get justified killing? Of course we will. It's the Billings Police Department. We are corrupt.
I've heard a couple stories, like his coat got stuck or he reached down for something. I don't know. I haven't seen any real report on it.
Lesson learned from this, I'm not going to scratch my balls when the cops pull me
right.
over.
Right.
I do happen to know somebody that works at 3G's and at that location. And she confirmed to me this evening that he was just merely reaching for... His hand got stuck and he couldn't... Get it out.
She I don't know who you're talking about. She watched him get
That's
blown,
scary.
Right? She watched him get blown.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to call her after the show, really.
Huh. That's crazy.
That's...
Well, I mean, billions of dollars of money gets invested into equipment and weapons for the police. They're all bulletproof vested up. Why are they so afraid? Why are they so scared? How was it that he felt threatened enough by someone moving their hand... that he felt justified in shooting this person dead. Taking a life by police officers aren't supposed to just go around shooting each other. They're supposed to be protecting us.
Didn't he have enough training to not fire his weapon until it was do or die time? I mean, it was just one little thing. And you go, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, if you're that scared that you just are trigger happy right off the bat of anything. Oh, there's a cell phone. I thought it was a gun and I shot him. But, you know, these people are supposed to be trained. They're supposed to be... like sheepdogs guarding over all of us.
Well, that will be the excuse. Yeah. Oh, we need to invest in more training.
Oh yeah, more training.
From the scumbags, from the scummiest police officers who've been put in for the training.
Well, they're training. That's them. They're getting targets that are little kid targets and pregnant women targets and women pushing a stroller target to take away their to hesitation factor, so they just shoot without thinking or hesitating.
These guys are doing the training for them. They're all private consultants for the most part. They're the same people that train Blackwater, and a lot of them are former Blackwater people, things like that. Those are the people that are out there doing the training for them, the so-called experts.
And that's what they do for a living, is kick people's doors in and rape their women, take their money and gold.
Move on to the next job.
Move to the next house on the block. They do whole neighborhoods at a time.
Get a corporate bonus here. We season up.
Urban warfare. We're urban around here. I mean, Billings is pretty urban. How long would it take for them to cordon off the whole city and lock it down? No one can leave or come into the city. Every house is getting searched. We're rounding up everyone into the trains to take them to the camps.
It's only like 4 roads. Like here.
Yeah. There, and then you got a nice cliff back on it on one side, a river on the other side. Easy to contain place.
Yeah, really. The rims on one side and the river on the other.
River on the other side. Yeah. We're east and west containment.
Locked down. Oh, I'd have to get a ninja suit and sneak out of this city.
Here's something. If you're sitting around at night and you don't have anything else to do and you want a little bit of scare in your night and you don't want to watch TV, get onto the FBI.gov crime statistics and see just how criminally active your community is. That's my PSA for the night. FBI.gov.
Oh, if you want to get really go to the sex offender website of Yellowstone County. Oh, yeah. Fucking freak show.
It's like that everywhere. I had to keep track of them down in Sheridan because I own a mental health center down there. So I got a program that's actually on my phone. It cost me $1.99 to get this program. And it tracks all of them, gives me a map, everything else. I can tap the map. It'll tell me their name, where they're registered to, their address, everything. Everything there is to know about them.
Well, I guess if you're a sex offender, sorry for your luck, man. You lost your rights on that one.
Yeah.
You know, but some people, I mean, they do take those laws a little serious. You can be peeing in an alley in the middle of the night, drunk, and
you'll get exposed. I know somebody that got exposed.
Charge.
exposing themselves.
Next thing you know, you got to go introduce yourself to all your neighbors and tell them you're a sex offender and all that.
Misdemeanor sex offender.
Well, there's different levels and such, though. But I don't know. What do you do about that? I mean, there's got to be some sort of law and order.
What kind of police officer would feel comfortable writing a person a ticket for urinating in public and give them exposing themselves in public and give them a sex charge for that? Any police officer that's ever done that, you're scum. That's disgusting.
What happened to no victim, no crime?
Yeah.
What is all this crimes with no victim? All of a sudden, you're in trouble, but nobody was hurt and no property was damaged. But now you're fucked. Your whole life is turned over, and you owe fines, and your PO hates you.
All because you peed in the bushes,
or you have a joint on you, and God forbid, and your life can be ruined. Your life can be ruined, and these cops get off on it. Get off on it. I mean, if you don't believe me, just watch Cops. You can watch. I mean, these cops are literally ready to jack each other off because they found fucking a half ounce of pot. It's disturbing.
I remember my childhood where the world was a happy place and drugs and sex and air and water were all safe. Yeah. And people had a voice.
You could ride your bicycle around and not have to wear a helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, I just...
Can I come in?
Absolutely.
Come on in.
You don't have to ride. You don't have to ride a bicycle with a helmet unless you're 18.
Oh, all right then. That makes it better. I left my helmet at home today.
Yeah, good thing.
But I think that cop last night should have been wearing a helmet. Maybe he'd have felt safer and wouldn't have shot the guy.
Yeah, he needs full body armor. That's what he needs. Yeah. Like those Hollywood bank robbers. He needs body armor so bullets cannot nothing can get.
No, he needs less between him and his fellow human because he's putting more and more between himself and the citizens around him, and he can relate less with them. And he needs to relate more to the people he's trying to protect and serve.
See, but they're trained to not be late. Like anybody that's in the military will tell you that the civilians are scum. Everybody in the military looks
it's us and them.
Scum.
Yeah. There's us and there's them.
And that's the way the police looks. Everybody's scum. Yeah. Everybody. I want to ruin lives. That's all I'm going to do.
What, you're a civilian?
You don't matter.
You're nothing.
You're a criminal scum that deserves to go to jail.
Yeah. You're a terrorist and you're scum. And if you're not rich, you are absolute just the worst. Fucking, there's no reason for you to have ever been born in the eyes of fucking these corporate law enforcers.
Yes, you're right. If you're not rich or military, you are scum.
You are about to get thrown in the gulags.
Yes.
As it turns out, though, being a cop is safer than ever. The statistic, according to the annual report from the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund.
That's a mouthful.
111 federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial officers were killed in the line of duty in 2013. 111 cops. Not even just cops, but that's all. Fed cops, state, local, tribal, and territorial officers in the United States. 111 of them in a whole year, 2013. How many people were killed by cops in 2013? You can't get that number, but justified shootings were 400.
Woo!
That's just
justified.
That's just
justified shootings. So we're already at a 4-to-1 ratio here.
And that number's down from 2012 when 121 cops were killed in the line of duty. And that's 46 were killed in traffic-related accidents.
That's federal, state,
federal,
county, city.
State, county, city, yep. And 33 were killed by firearms. So that's the lowest amount of firearm deaths since 1887. So what these cops are afraid of is a big figment of their own imagination.
Yep.
They think everybody's packing and ready to shoot them, and the public is the enemy, and being trained in that manner does not make good police for the public, you know?
Well, it's good for the corporate people. It's good for the bankers and everybody.
It's good for the prison.
It's good for the prison funding. System. Woo, it's good for the judges, lawyers, probation officers, parole officers.
Man, fuck all them people.
It's good. Fuck all those people.
Man, those
bullshit.
Guys are like parasites.
Fucking building up the police state.
Private for-profit prisons.
Yeah.
What a bizarre concept.
Fucking, it's disgusting.
Private for-profit prisons.
Worthless human beings would
who
would,
in
would
the
own
hell
that.
Allowed that to happen?
That's a
scum politicians.
That's a mystery, too.
Our scum bureaucrats and politicians, both Republican and Democrat. It's the same party. Don't think any different. All scum. They've all allowed it. They've proven that it's been politicians on both sides that have allowed the private prison system come up. You cannot blame that on either side.
Things come full circle far enough, they meet on the other side and they're one and the same, and that's exactly what our political parties are doing. It's just the media out there that's publicizing things and saying, oh, this is right, this is left, and keep everybody arguing amongst themselves so they don't pay attention to what's really going on. If anybody ever stopped and paid attention to what's really going on, like I said before, they'd be pissed off.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's how bad they're getting manipulated and you know, just coerced into things.
That's what we're trying to open people's eyes to here.
Villagers would storm the castle with pitchforks and torches.
So if you're not pissed off, wake up, will you?
So you're not paying attention?
But God forbid the basketball team loses. Oh, God, the people burn it all down. We'll beat up the police. We'll riot. But police state and drones coming in.
God forbid all their food stamp cards get turned off, too, because there'll be riots then, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting for that. That's
already happened.
They beta tested that.
It's already happened. Philadelphia in 1988, they burnt the welfare office to the ground. They burn it down.
Well, I don't doubt it. Not one bit.
Yeah, that was in Philadelphia. They totally rioted and burnt the welfare office to the ground.
Yep. That's what's going to be happening.
There was some runs on Walmart just this past year when they shut off the food stamp cards for like a weekend.
Just to see.
Just to see what would happen. And yep, they stormed the Walmart instead, though. Instead of the welfare office, they stormed Walmart.
Home of the Antichrist.
And really what that is, that's sense. That's an intimidation to the bourgeois, saying, look, bourgeois, you need to walk the line with us. Because the elites and the bourgeois are always
tight. If we cut these poor folks out, they're going to riot on you.
Because they're not coming to get us. We're tucked away and very comfortable. Yeah, we're tucked away and comfortable. So... Feel free to walk the line with us there, bougies, or we will have the peasants burn
as they
down.
Wipe out the whole bourgeoisie class.
The gap between the haves and the have-nots is getting so wide. It's not even a gap anymore. It's a Grand Canyon.
And that's why when you pay these police officers these really outlandish wages, and because a lot of it comes into overtime. That's where they make, that's where they double their annual salary. You pay them these outlandish salaries. And society's crumbling. Mm-hmm. It's gonna get really, really scary. All these scary police state movies that have been coming out for the last 50 years, it's all starting to happen.
Predictive programming. Just to get it embedded in the subconsciousness of the masses, so that they'll accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't want to accept any of this type of police state with this economic terror that they're imposing on everyone. The poverty. Forcing everyone to work 2-3 jobs just to pay for one shitty little apartment and live. You can have a beer every now and then if you're lucky.
Well, that's the bulk of your middle class now is in social services, whether it be law enforcement, working in the legal system, working in the welfare system, you know, family services, things like that. There's your middle class right there.
The state completely took that over from. Mm-hmm. So it's really just a communist middle class.
Yeah. Yeah, it's totally run by the state. It's regulated by the state. It's controlled by the state.
Because you're either going to have bourgeois capitalism or state capitalism, and that's really where it has. It has completely shifted into state capitalism, and that's a good point, Roy. That's very good.
Which I only have two words: Viva Che.
the more I learn about Cuba, I know pretty good conversational information about USSR, but Cuba's an interesting story.
Yeah,
Cuba was. I didn't know how crazy Fidel Castro and they were. They were ready to allow that whole island be turned into rubble.
Yeah,
they were gonna like let this be a sign to the imperial pigs. We did not stand for them, and they were gonna allow the whole Cuba to be burned down. That the who came into power right after Stalin? I can see him in my mind. The Ukrainian.
Lenin.
But he had to take an emergency trip down there during the Bay of Pigs. I didn't know this. And immediately, like, whoa, what are you telling these Americans? You can't, like, this is all show.
Yep.
We're doing show tough guy. We're not trying to burn the fucking world down, Fidel. Bro, come here. And you see all these videos of Fidel and that Russian president, and that Russian president all over Fidel, like, shaking his shoulders and rubbing him, like, it's okay, bro. It's okay, bye. This is all show.
Well, and prior to that, Cuba was just about to become...
Tell the imperialists to burn it all down.
they almost became our 51st state. I mean, before that, Cuba was the great paradise to go down and hang out at. And the CIA funded the little war that he was having with Che Guevara down in Bolivia. And, you know, Che was about ready to take over all of Central America for Castro and pulled the plug on him, pulled the plug on their funding. So he went to Russia, got funding from them, moved the missiles in. The whole Bay of Pigs thing happened. Che got left, you know, with his butt hanging out in the breeze, no funding to fight the war. And yeah, it was all orchestrated between our government and the Russian government and set up for just the way it was. That's why we still have a base.
And pawned them all out. Used them all as pawns. All
used
of
them all
America
as pawns.
Cuba
used them all as pawns.
Disturbing. Disturbing. Brilliant. Well, brilliant, yeah. If you're trying to build a global police state, absolutely.
If you
ain't
got anything
brilliant.
Better to read up on how that happened, the Contras and everything, there's a wonderful little book that was published back in the 80s called The CIA Handbook on Psychological Warfare and Guerrilla Operations.
I don't know if you can get a hold of that anymore.
It's available on the internet. If you look for it in the right places, you can usually find it on peer-to-peer sites and stuff. I've got a copy of it. I should put up somewhere just so people can have it.
Do you have a physical copy or a digital?
I've got a digital copy. I should probably print off a physical one again someday. Really interesting book to read. It follows the art of war, which is, you know, 4,000 years old on how to take over countries. And
Sun Tzu. That's really good.
It used to be required reading for all the MBA programs in the country, how to take over a market.
Machiavelli is.
It's what the government does to take over countries. You know, you hand out soccer balls and you dig some wells. I've had friends that were in PsyOps, and you get, you know, winning over the hearts and minds of the people. We've all heard that. And win over the hearts and minds by giving them these things. And then it's, oh God, you shouldn't be oppressed the way you're being oppressed. And it's throw them all guns.
That's how you get a girlfriend them fight that has the war a boyfriend, too. That's how you get a girl to fuck you that has a boyfriend. You tell her, oh, baby, you
should. Yeah, you shouldn't have to put up with that.
Can't believe you
treat
me like that, girl.
God, I'd never treat
It's the same scheme. Exactly.
Same deal.
Same game.
Yep, same game. And it works. That's the sad
thing about it.
It
fucking keeps getting done and done.
Sick, sad truth. It does work. God, that's effective. Girl. Oh, come here. I would never be like that. You know, really? You can't even do that? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Come here. I want to buy you dinner.
Well, anything more to add? Militarization of local police coming to an end here.
Civil disobedience is the key. Resist this shit. When they ask you for your ID, tell them, look, I don't have to give you my ID.
I don't have it on me.
If you're driving, I'm guessing you probably got to have a driver's license on you or whatever. But that's all. If they tell you, you know, you don't have to do what these police tell you if it's not within their jurisdiction to tell you it. Just say no to whatever they say to you. Just don't comply. Non-compliance. I would say that's one thing to impart on everybody. There it is.
I got one last word for everybody. Absolutely. About the status quo. The status quo people will remain, and it will remain in place until enough people shout the same thing at the same time to be heard. Then the status quo will be broken.
Hey, hold on one second. I want to grab something. I had something from earlier.
Okay. Well, then.
We're holding. You got to hold it. Check it. Gotta hold it? Grab a hold.
Gotta hold it. I got it.
There it is.
Yep.
There it is.
Billions of dollars of military weapons and equipment is available to local police through grant programs administered by federal agencies, such as the DOD, Department of Defense, Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security. Until recently, the public has been kept in the dark about how much military equipment law enforcement agencies have, why they have it, and how they're using it. In 2013, the ACLU... American Civil Liberties Union, in 25 states filed over 260 public records requests with law enforcement agencies to document the impact of excessive militarized policing on people, families, and communities. SWAT teams raid houses and businesses daily with helmets, masks, guns drawn, shields in the front, knocking down doors with battering rams, killing indiscriminately. Where does it all end?
McCarthyism is alive and well
McCarthyism
in this
is absolutely
millennium.
Alive and well. I had one statistic here I wanted to throw out there. State jobs in the state of New York as a group are only state Supreme Court judges and New York City judges make more than state police officers. Out of the whole, all the state jobs in New York, only judges make more than law enforcement.
We're in the wrong business here, dude.
I had a quote here. I was reading in
crime really doesn't pay anymore.
And this was the true believer, and I thought this had a lot to do with it. This was the Men of Action and Men of Words. A movement is pioneered by men of words, materialized by fanatics, and consolidated by men of action. Now, I want you to think about that. What he's trying to tell us is men of words start mass movements, fanatical psychos materialize it into real, and then Joseph Stalin comes in and takes it because he's a man of action. Now, understand that the way that revolution is the same set up as like a police state, as a police force. You have the men of words, you have the fanatics, and you have the men of action. And you have to just be aware of what we're fighting. And it's that we're not just fighting police force, we're fighting an ideal. We're fighting a belief, we're fighting a religion. And the religion is belief in the state. And it's an old, old ancient religion. It's just as old as Judaism. It's ancient. And that's what we're fighting, is we're fighting a religion of statism.
The scary part is now you've got people that have become all of those things at once. About a year and a half ago, I was doing some research, and I posted a deal up on Facebook, and I asked all my friends to say, who did this quote and who did this quote? And I gave them two choices, Adolf Hitler or Rupert Murdoch. And consistently, everybody went through and got it wrong. They thought the ones that were just so outrageous on how to control the public and do media to the public, that they said was Hitler, was actually Rupert Murdoch. Hitler was pretty mild in his statements about how to control the public and through the media and everything. And then you think about...
because he could kill you. Yeah. Rupert Murdoch can't just... cut your head off.
But yet he owns more satellites and more TV stations than anybody else in the world. He owns the majority of them. He has like 173 satellites.
Oh, News Corp's scary.
And
they're
a
scary corporation.
They are so big, and it's a total agenda. His news station here in the States has been sued so many times for lying that the judges have determined that they can't be sued for it anymore because they have to consciously know that they're lying to be held liable for the lies that they say.
Wow. I should have been a lawyer. I should have been a lawyer. I should have just been a part of the other side.
Yeah.
Okay. Right on. That pretty much seems...
I guess that's a wrap up.
I want to say thank you to everybody for letting me be here tonight.
Absolutely.
It was
nice having
you. It was fun.
Provided a lot of information.
That was excellent. And thank you for listening to the Intel Scanner on MTRadio.net.
Hey, Bob, why don't you hand me that book over there?
This here, Last Days of the Proletariat?
Ooh, Last Days of the Proletariat. Boy, that's a good one.
Burn it all.
Burn it.
Throw them in the fire.